The name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to our series, Treasures. And now we are reading the book of Philippians, starting chapter 4. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. You know, this letter sent by Paul from the prison in Rome in the early days of the 60 of the first century. And in other epistles, you could see that he was anxious, he was rather angry at them because in Corinthian, in Galatia, they had many false teachings and they had many problems. But in Philippi, you know, it sounds like that he is happy with these people. So he is saying very good words. He is saying, my joy and crown, my beloved and longed for. So these nice words will tell you that Saint Paul is like having these good people in his mind all the time, as he said before, and he's happy with this church because that was one of the strongest church in the first century. Again, it's good for a shepherd to encourage his people because he is suffering and they are suffering. So by telling them these nice words, they will feel empowered to continue their struggle in spirit and to endure the persecution happening in their land. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. Also saying, my joy and crown, that's a good one for all servants to consider the served people is our joy and the served people is our crown. We are serving them and these people will be the crown of the future. We will be crowned because of them. So if they repent, if they stand good, strong in faith, we will be crowned, we will be rewarded for this. I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. These were like two women servants, and it sounds like they were not in good terms together. And it's always there in most of the services that some of the servants could not work together in the best way. They could not understand each other enough. They could not go together in their plans. And maybe this is lack of humility, lack of love, lack of praying. So it was like an advice from St. Paul. Tell Euodia and Syntyche to think together, to work together, to have the same mindset, to have the same goal, to love each other more in the spirit, to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, through companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel. So St. Paul did not exile them. St. Paul did not see them as bad servants because they could not serve together. But he's asking the one in charge, maybe the bishop or the father there, to help them to continue their service, to respect their role in service, to consider that these people are good, but still they have some defect. They have some weakness, as all of us. So he's telling him, I urge you also, through companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel. With Clement also. Saint Clement, some of the scholars considered him one of the early fathers of the early church, and he was a disciple to Saint Paul and later on to Saint John. And they believe that this Clement became the bishop of Rome later on, and he is an important figure in the science of patrology, patristic studies. Saint Clement, the Bishop of Rome, in the early days of the second century. With Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers whose name are in the Book of Life. So he is putting some of the names serving in this country, and he is encouraging them by telling them, your names are written in the Book of Life. So Christ considered those who serve him and those who labor in his service, they all considered in his book. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. That's a very common theme, a common verse given by St. Paul. But I want to remind you that this epistle was written from the prison to people who were in persecution, in suffering. So St. Paul is suffering and these people are suffering. Still, he's saying, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say, rejoice. So being joyful is not related to the circumstances around. Don't expect that things will change so you will be happier. It will never happen. You have to be happy now. You choose to be happy. You need to be happy by changing your mindset. When you remind yourself with your mission, when you remind yourself that you are the Son of God, God is there for you. God's Spirit inside your heart. God loves you. And you will go to the kingdom of heaven one day. Just stay strong in your faith and hope. So by this mindset, you can enjoy your life. So for those who tend to be sad, or most of the time depressed, actually their mindset should be changed. They need to work on their mind. They need not to see things changing, but they need to see things in a different way. Because for those even in prison like St. Paul, he could enjoy praying, he could enjoy the news of the church, he could enjoy loving people around him. So in this hard time, he could be happy. And you can be happy, whatever the circumstances, when you pray good, when you think of God, when you think in hope and in faith. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, it's not easy to put all within this, because most of the time we had many bad hours, many bad days, many depressing things. But always meaning that you have to fight for this joy. Joy is one of the fruits of the spiritual life. The fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. So if you are strong in spirit, you will enjoy. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. So anyone who is strong in spirit will be joyful, because the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, others. So if you pray good, you will be happy. If you read the Bible in a very good way, you will be happy. If you go for communion regularly, you will be happy. If you live your life loving everyone and sharing your love to people around you, you will be happy. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. So if you are happy with God, you can be also gentle to people. The power of joy can help you to be decent, gentle, meek, humble with everyone. Because if you are angry, if you are sad, you cannot be nice to people. But when you enjoy your life with God, whatever the circumstances around, you can give others your smile, your love, your care, because you are strong inside. For those who are troubled from inside, they can never help others to get out of their troubles. But if you like to be gentle, you have to fill your heart with the Spirit first. So you have the power of love and joy to give others. Let your gentleness be known to all men. That's another one. You are not only gentle, but also people could see this clearly, that you are different. You are not a normal man. You are a Christian one. So your gentleness is higher than expected. It's just something rare, and people could see that you live your life differently. The Lord is at hand. So always feel that Lord is at hand. He is nearby. He listens to all prayers. He covers all needs. He is always around us. So we can enjoy this power of feeling that God is at hand. He will help us to do our mission. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Be anxious for nothing. Most of the people are anxious. They suffer an anxiety. They could not stop their mind from thinking negatively, that they see bad things will happen. They expect always bad news. So by this, they cannot enjoy their life. They cannot enjoy their family, their work, their service, because they most of the time are anxious. Again, as he said, rejoice. He's repeating this in a different way. Be anxious for nothing. You need not to be anxious. Christ is there. He will cover everything. He knows what exactly you need. He can solve all problems. And this problem will be just for you, not against you. Because all things work for you, not against you. So be anxious for nothing. But in everything, in order to overcome this anxiety, in order to overcome the fears, the depressed mood, the negative thoughts, you need to pray. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. So whatever troubled you in your mind, just express it in your prayer. Put it in the hands of the Lord. God will make the best of this. So why worrying? Why you keep your mind busy with many troubles? Don't you believe that He can solve the problem? He can get the best of this? So by faith, by strong trust in God, you can pray and enjoy thanking God for all His gifts. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. So for those strong, spiritual people, they tend to thank God frequently, because they focus on the good things. They do not focus on the bad things. Most of the people think of what's not there. But the good, faithful people always see what's in there, what's now within hands. They see the gifts of God before they look to the needs, to what's not there. So when you think positively, you can thank God all the time for your life, for the lives of the people living around you, for the spiritual gifts, for the troubles you have, because they all work for your salvation. Let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So the peace of God is the outcome of this way of thinking. When you focus on the good things, when you pray all the time, when you thank God frequently, when you are trying with yourself to be always joyful, in this way the peace of God will cover your life. People will see you always having this peace of God. It's not just peace, because in the world there is kinds of peace, but the peace of this world is very superficial, is very weak, can never stand against the trouble, the hardships. But the power of the peace of the Spirit is very strong, and can overcome all the troubles and the problems happening around. Guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So by naming Christ's name, by praying all the time, you are overcoming all the negatives around. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything worthy, meditate on these things. So he's telling us, live your life easy. Because, you know, you choose what to do. All good things in life, you can just share. If these things are true, are noble, are just, are pure, are lovely, so you have, you know, you have freedom to do many things, to enjoy many things. Because some of the Christians are, you know, they feel that they cannot go for some picnic, they cannot enjoy the relationships, they cannot enjoy the meal they eat. No, you can enjoy whatever good in this life. All these are gifts from God. So all lovely things, pure things, just go for this. Enjoy all the gifts of God with a peaceful heart, with a childish mind that believes in God and in His gifts. If there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Focus on the good things, on learning virtues, learning how to live a better life, on praiseworthy things, that some things will be praised before the eyes of God. God will consider those who serve with their heart. Christ always considered those who love people more and more. So consider these virtues and focus on them, meditate on them. The things which are learned and received and heard and saw in me. Again, the idea of discipleship. These people saw in Paul many of these virtues. So he's repeating the same idea. Consider me, Paul, as the pattern, as the role model for you, because I'm always focusing on Christ the same way. So you had seen in me good things. Just try to be like me in these good things. The things which are learned, received, heard, and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you. The God of peace is our God, Christ, and will be always with us. He will give us His peace because we are just trying to be like Him, following His commandment, getting closer to Him through His word, by praying, by thanksgiving all the time. So again, St. Paul is finishing the letter of Philippians by these good advices that one can enjoy his life, whatever the circumstances around. Glory be to God. Amen.